How are you, Angela? You all right?
I'm absolutely fine, thanks, Darren.
And we've also got Mr. Angela. I'm really sorry I didn't get his name.
That's Neil, Darren. Yeah.
Neil, okay. Angela and Neil. So you're going to tell us about a bunch of scouts that have done something absolutely amazing. So take us back to the start. What actually happened?
So Andrew's Pharmacy in Macclesfield, three branches, and right at the beginning of lockdown, they appealed for volunteers to take on deliveries of prescriptions to the over 70s and the isolating and the vulnerable. And a load of people in Macclesfield, this wonderful community that we are, stepped forward and volunteered. I was one of those. But as I first turned up to do the deliveries, 25th of March, I think my first delivery, I asked Andrews if they were okay that I wore my Scout necker. I just thought it was another signal out there of Scouters getting in and dirty. And Andrews said that was absolutely fine. So I was one of a couple of Scouts on that team with a load of other fantastic people from Macclesfield.
Before you go any further, the Scout necker, that's the handkerchief thing, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah.
Just in case people know where to Scout Talk comes or anything and they didn't know what you're on about. Sorry about that. Absolutely. Right, please continue.
A whole team of people, I think about 35 volunteers were delivering for Andrews. Deliveries going out every day, sometimes several from each pharmacy each day. About 4 weeks ago, however, we got a call from Andrews saying that their insurance had suddenly put an extra condition on the volunteers. And that condition was that they wanted every volunteer to have a DBS certificate. That's the advanced sort of criminal check. Seems utter sense, but at the same time, it's not something that everybody's got tucked in their drawer somewhere.
And I know for a fact from working here, it takes a long time to get that done, actually.
Certainly can do, absolutely. It's not something you can whip up overnight, even if you're willing. Lindsay, who organises the volunteers from there, had said that that she'd gone from, I think it was 35 volunteers, down to 6. And our little family of three, myself, Neil, and our son James, who's 24, we were three of them. And I think five of them were Scouters already.
Right. So the Scout group stepped up then, I take it? The rest of the Scout group, is that right?
Yeah, what happened was we said to Lindsay, well, every Scout leader needs a DBS certificate. We're all enhanced cleared. So we'd ring round the Scouting community and see if any of the other leaders were willing to step up and help.
Fantastic. We've had a change of voice, so it's Neil now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Neil. Neil. Yeah, it is Neil. Either right. That or Angela's voice has just dropped.
Exactly, yeah. Sorry, please continue.
So we said, well, we'll ring round the Scout leading community and see if any of them are willing to step up. And within 24 hours, we'd got up to about 16 Scout leaders and Scout network members who are willing to go out, volunteer and help. It's kind of, it's service to the community is part of what we do in Scouting. So it was quite easy to say to people, are you available? Yeah, right. We're all DBS checked. Off we go. And so we got in there. And the people who are receiving things have seen lots of people wearing, as you put it, handkerchiefs around their necks, going out and delivering.
Wow. I'll
pass back to Angela.
Angela.
Yeah.
So are these Scout people from different Scout organisations then around this area, or is it just from one club, so to speak?
So they're all from different troops, I think pretty much all from Macclesfield and Congleton as a district, but we have Beaver leaders, Cub leaders, Scout leaders, Explorer leaders and Network right the way through all the different age groups. We even have Network, our 18 to 25 year olds. We even have three of those that have DBS, so James, Jenna and Stephen have all been out delivering for us, sometimes with some parents driving if they're in the same household. And then the parents can go out with them. But we've had the whole range of people out there, and a few others. A couple managed to make it through the DBS selection, who weren't scouters. But we've got a WhatsApp group that we all chat on, and the people that aren't scouters, they're honorary scouters now, so they're on there as well.
Do you know the badges that scouts can earn, or is that? Am I thinking? Yeah. They do that in scouts, don't they? It's not just cubs, is
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, right.
So, do you have a badge for these people that can? You know, or
well,
I think you need to make one.
Leaders, not particularly, no.
Right.
But yeah, for the network guys, certainly. Again, the 18 to 25s, they can put this down as a service. They are indeed doing a service to the community. Wow. So yeah.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And no doubt, what kind of comments were you getting from, you know, where you were delivering to?
A lot of reassurance. One of the other reasons that we wore the neckers right from the start was we thought for people who were over 70 and isolating, and certainly when we were in that really hard lockdown, it would be quite freaky that somebody was knocking on their door. And perhaps there was a little reassurance in seeing somebody in a necker there. But lots of comments from people who had been through the scouting movement, put their children through the scouting movement, had volunteered themselves at some point. So in fact, it's been a real conversation piece with people. Again, when people are in this really hard lockdown, they're pretty desperate to see a friendly face. We, of course, are socially distanced. We deliver the packages socially distanced as well. But it's nice just to stand a few metres away and actually have a little exchange with people. And it certainly has been a talking point.
Well, I tell you what, I bet you've been a lifeline to a lot of people. No doubt you have, supplying all this. Is it medicines that you've been delivering, I take it, with it being Andrew's Pharmacy?
Yes. So from the three pharmacies, it's all the prescriptions that ordinarily people would go down to the shop for. But, of course, the over-70s shouldn't be out doing that at the moment. I think even the very first week we delivered, we ended up out down towards Lyme Green, and a chap down there receiving his package and saying, that's fantastic, and I was just about to call my daughter down in Congleton to have to come and fetch this prescription for me. You know, I needed it, but she was going to have to turn out from Congleton. So we're very aware that we've saved some people some travelling around, but of course we shouldn't have been doing.
Now,
so just having us out.
Now, the lockdown is not as strict now, but are you still doing this for some of the most vulnerable people, or is it all stopped now?
No, absolutely. The over 70s still are in some degree of lockdown, aren't they? And again, we're delivering to the otherwise vulnerable. So, yes, those people are still very much isolating. And, yes, we are continuing. And who knows when that's going to end, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything you want to say to any of the delivery team, I want to call them, that have been taking part in this?
Just we're really proud of everybody. So many have been doing this endless shifts, and this is people who are retired, furloughed, part-time like me, and that younger end where their lives have been put kind of on hold at the moment, you know, post-university, applying for jobs, and of course everything's ground to halt at the moment. So the fact that people at this point would step up and give their time, we had a quick add up the other day. In our little family of three, we've done over 850 miles over these weeks, and spent over 100 hours on the road.
Wow.
But we are only typical of the whole team. Everybody's is done this kind of service. So, yeah, just really proud of everybody. And great to get to know some new people through this as well.
Yeah, and no doubt you'll make friends for life as well, won't they? You know?
It's going to be quite sad, actually, at the point where we do have to give up doing these deliveries. There are some people that I'm sure you'll imagine we deliver to practically weekly, and it's going to be odd not seeing them again, actually.
Oh, you have to keep in touch with them then, anyway. Brilliant. Angela and Neil. And to everybody that's taken part in that, did you organise this yourself, did you?
It sort of came about because of the scouting connection, but it was Andrew's that had appealed way before the NHS volunteers got involved. They'd put an appeal out, I seem to remember, on Facebook of whether any of the community would do this for them. And as I say, a fantastic response from so many people who unfortunately then couldn't carry on because of the lack of DBS.
Fabulous. Well, it's great. It the community coming together and everybody helping out still, even though, I mean, we've had phone calls here at Cheshire Silt Wallaces for a night saying, oh, great, the end is coming. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, well, we hope so, but perhaps not yet. Yeah. I mean, so many people have been doing so many things. This is one strand of what our community is doing, isn't it? You know, I know so many people that are delivering food to the vulnerable and, again, the elderly. You know, so many people doing so many actions that go unsung. So this is a little bit for everybody out there that's out there volunteering and helping our community.
Thank you very much, Angela and Neil, for all the detail and everything that you've all been doing. You're absolute legends.